Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train and extra worn out because it was extra special. Anyway, I'm welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And as soon as I catch my breath, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. If they've got internet access, and the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on Listen Live, upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online. You're all set up. Check us out on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. You got to check out the lions getting their paws massaged. And whoa, I'm worn out because we had an experience. It was a first. And I think I have to thank David Brown. He was here last week, and I told Nathan he raised the bar because he danced with me. And up until now, Nathan has really only been the disco guy. Hey, a little bit. You know, he does the lasers and all that stuff. But today, he danced. My gosh, the boy can move. And it was absolutely fabulous. It was so much fun.
I had to make up for some lost time because, I mean, when we're on Zoom, I'm dancing with you because I don't have any studio lights to control. So right. Whenever people are in studio, I got to control all the lights, and my hands are pretty much occupied controlling all the faders, but my feet are tapping and I'm, you know, grooving along and moving around, but I can't really get the full movement.
Yeah, but you really took off today.
If I'm controlling the lights. So I took a little break from the lights.
Yeah, he bailed on the lights
for last week and started dancing along.
It was so much fun. Wow. Yep. I would actually take him to the dance floor because, gee, I was moving around. Yeah. And he could push everybody out of the way for me because he's nice and tall.
We're still maintaining distance here. We're 6 feet apart when we're dancing.
Yeah, well, that's right.
But Nathan kind of has his own little kind of corner of the studio. He's got a lot bigger room. But he's a tall guy. But, boy, that was so much fun. I hope you all had a good time and lots of good energy.
I'm just glad my hands didn't run into anything like the speakers or the TV or anything else when I was
playing
them
around. Everything's still intact in the studio. We haven't destroyed anything. So I think we're good. Except I haven't moved quite that much because I got so excited because Nathan was moving. So I moved more too. And of course, I didn't have any breath left. Anyway, we're all good now. And do we need to beat the bushes some more? You got any?
I think we do. We're still looking at the phone lines. They're empty right now. And that means you get a fast pass into the show if you're the first caller.
Yeah, you're the caller. And it is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Goads Sunday here on Animal World. And you can have free treatments for your animal friends, also for you. Nels works mostly on animals, but some humans. And Linda works mostly on humans, but some animals. They'll tune in to both. And free sessions here. It doesn't get any cheaper than that. So very affordable, and boy, does it help. So I'd love to hear from you. We'd also like to hear from your stories. If you've experienced the work with Nels and Linda before, and Nels has got something on his phone, so somebody's chiming in there. I think we rarely get the time to just talk and tell stories. And immediately during the break, all kinds of stories came in, Nels, of cases that we could talk about. So we've got lots of stuff we can talk with. But of course, we'd much rather help you if we can. So we'd love you to pick up your phones, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. What do you got going on your phone over there?
Well, you know that email I sent out that got about, you know, this is big, I think was my subject line. Well, this was one of the replies. I got a ton of replies.
Did you? Yeah. All right.
This is one of the replies
I sent you a reply.
Yes, mm-hmm. You did. And this is from Dell in Whidbey Island. And his little dachshund, Oliver, had been paralyzed and mm-hmm. was just barely moving. Mm-hmm. And he says, now, Oliver still leads a normal, painless life. And if you didn't know it, you wouldn't think he has a back problem at all. It's something I do pay attention to. But all I really have to do is provide him a lot of love and good, healthy food. Thanks again for coming into my life when I initially thought I would have to have him euthanized 4 years ago when I was given no other options by veterinary medicine. Every dime I spent on you is well spent. No regrets here.
Yay!
Oh, don't you? I mean, I love to get emails like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Outstanding. Outstanding. It really is wonderful, you know, to get emails like that or reviews. I mean, and those kind of float my boat too. I mean, because, you know, I do private sessions and so forth now. And I am always feel so good when someone calls back and especially, you know, it's miraculous, you know, life changing. Is what I hear, and I also get accused a lot of switching, you know, swapping out people's dogs. You know, I mean, I said, "What did you do with our dog? The dog is not the same."
Well, you want to hear one of those stories right now from one of our listeners?
Hey, that sounds okay. Like a plan.
Let's go ahead and take a call from Roberta in Redmond. Has a testimonial about some of her experiences that she's had. So, welcome to the show, Roberta.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Hey, Roberta.
Hey,
we're great. How are you?
I'm good. I just thought you said you needed testimonials, so I thought I'd call in.
Yeah, at this point, we need anything. So we just need somebody to talk to, and so what have you got to tell us about?
Well, I just want to say that I've been a happy client of both of them for years, and recently, unfortunately, when I was driving, I hit a deer.
Oh.
And I'm sorry for the deer, but anyhow, I was in between appointments with Boomer and myself, so I emailed Dr. Nels, and he fixed me right up.
What?
Yay.
It is amazing. Of course, I have those kinds of experiences with him all the time. Now you said you've worked with both Nels and Linda for a long time?
Yeah, Nels longer than Linda, but yeah, I see Linda about every 4 weeks or so.
Okay, and do you see them in person? Do you work with them remotely, or how do you do your sessions?
I see Linda in person, and it's remote with Dr. Nels.
Okay, and then what can you tell us about, is there any difference between in-person or remote? Do you find them equally effective, or how do you feel about that?
You know, I don't, actually I did some remote with Linda because of COVID.
Right.
And so I prefer to be in person, mm-hmm. but with Dr. Nels, I mean, it's with a pet, so I notice little things, but I don't notice necessarily big things, but the thing with Boomer after that accident is he's always been a great traveler, never nervous or anything. But I noticed he was nervous in the car or the truck after that. So once Dr. Nels worked on him and then me, because, you know, it's an accident and it shakes you up regardless of what it is. So he's a lot better now. He gets a little nervous when it rains. And when there's road noise from the rain and the puddles. But other than that, he's settled down.
That's triggered Nels into tuning in here. He's tuning in. He's already working on him.
I'm working on
him. You tell him there's something out of line. He feels it.
I checked in, and sure enough, there's a little bit of a reset still here that I can do. So, hey, bonus.
Yeah. And I got a couple of things to add here. See, we just need somebody to call in, and then we can go off on tangents, because I got a couple here. Remind me about I'll come back to the deer, but I'm going now to this, you hit a deer in the car and your dog was traumatized.
Okay. Yeah. So
I had a similar experience. One of my fellow Anandians, you know, everybody at Ananda knows, you know, I'm an animal behavior therapist, and asked me about their animals. Well, George, took me aside, and this was prior to the pandemic, I believe, and said that they had a chow type dog that had been riding in the car with them and jumped out the window of a moving car and was really traumatized. And after that, the dogs absolutely freaked out to get in the car, and, you know, they couldn't get the dog in, or it was just a disaster. So he had wanted to hire me to work with him. And when he told me what had happened, what's going on, I said, You don't need me, at least not yet. We need Nels to work on the dog and reset the nervous system and all of that. And hopefully that will take care of the problem. Well, sure enough, George connected with Nels. Nels, you worked on George's dog.
Right.
And I can't remember if it was a one-time deal or you did a few treatments. I think you did more than one, but I don't...
You know, it's hard for me to remember, but I
think George came up to Darrington.
Yeah.
I think you might have.
I think maybe it was a couple.
It might have been one or two, but I think he came up to Darrington.
Yeah.
But bottom line is, once Nels did the treatment with the dog, fear gone, no problem, rides in the car, issue solved. So when it can be you know, with, you know, like post-traumatic stress, I mentioned that earlier in the show, but animals get a similar thing with the nervous system getting stuck. And so if there's been trauma and then there's some leftover stuff, you know, the first thing is get their nervous systems reset. That's why I think everybody needs the do-it-yourself program. So you can always reset your own animals. Now, the next thing I want to come around to is, Roberta, you hit a deer.
I know.
Have you not heard me tell you about deer whistles? All right, you guys, listen up. Roberta especially. They make deer whistles. They're cheap little plastic deals you get at the auto parts store. Now, I get... I believe that they have them at O'Reilly's.
Right.
I think they have them at O'Reilly's, but not AutoZone, or they might have it. But I know they have them at O'Reilly's in Monroe. Now, they're called deer whistles.
Right.
And they come in black, and they come in silver, so you can met. Anyway, they're these little plastic whistles. Okay, and there are two of them in the pack. And you stick them, you know, they got that sticky tape on the back you peel off, and you stick them on the front of your car. Like mine, I drive a Mini, and there's two little alcoves in the front, so mine just stick right there below my headlights. So you stick them on your car. Now, you're not ever aware of them, you don't hear them, but when you're driving, the wind blows through them and apparently makes a whistle. Well, let me tell you, these things are a gift from God. And oh my gosh, do they work. Now, you know, when I try something or I test something, everything that can happen so I can share it all with you. Well, let me tell you about the experiences I've had. You know, because once I get off the highways and I'm back up in my neck of the woods, I got miles to go on two-lane road, you know, that's pasture and fields and, you know, and that deer everywhere. And rabbits everywhere and critters everywhere. Well, I literally have watched as I'm driving, I see, you know, if there's a big grassy field off ahead of me and you can see the grass moving and something's running through the grass, but it's below the level of the grass and it's running like crazy towards the street. And I'm watching, I'm seeing that action coming and I'm driving up there. And when I get in range that they hear the whistle, that's whatever it is, stops dead in its track, turns around, heads the other way. Now, and I've actually seen this when the grass isn't so tall. I've seen rabbits do this. They're heading for the road. They hear the whistle. They turn around and run. I've seen squirrels do it and tons of deer. They'll be running, you know, because they, for some reason, you know, they run straight for the road. And they'll often, if they get into the road, then they freeze and give you that deer in the headlight look.
Yeah.
Okay. So what this does is that once you get in the range of the whistle, it immediately turns them. They don't continue their path into the road. They either turn around, run the other direction, or they make a 90-degree turn and start running parallel to the road. So I have seen deer coming, you know, 180 miles an hour towards the road, hear the whistle, turn around and run. I've had several. I had just a few months ago, I had this experience. I'm driving up Old Owen, and I see it, all of a sudden out of the trees comes a deer, and it almost gets to my car, but it hears the whistle and just does that turn, and then all of a sudden we're running. It's running right next to me in the same direction. But over and over and over again throughout these years, I've seen the deer whistle work. And they were like, the last time I bought them when I got this car, now that was probably, that might be almost 8-9 years ago now, but they were like $5. You know, so it's not a big ticket deal. You don't really see them on your car. They don't bother you. Don't hear them. But by golly, they work. So if you drive anywhere where there's wildlife or critters running in that, you need deer whistles. So thank you, Roberta, for calling in, because I haven't had a chance to talk about deer whistles for a long time.
Well, it's a new truck, and I actually have them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do, because I had them on another car. When I changed cars, I bought a new set, but I never put them on that car, so I still have them. But you know how it is; it goes into the ether somewhere, and it's a newer truck, so I just hadn't put them on yet. And I mean, I was on 205 South down by Vancouver.
Wow!
And you know, it came out, and it was like, you know, I couldn't. I moved over. If it was open enough, I moved over because the deer looked like it was going to hesitate. But it was really hesitating to launch itself across the rest of the freeway.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was.
Well,
the
I'd
end
say
of that.
When we hang up, Roberta, you know, when the show's over, you're going to go put your deer whistles on your new truck.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yep, so this is a lesson. You got those deer whistles hanging out somewhere in a drawer because you heard Aunt Martha talking about them and you got them, but you never put them on your car? Do it now. Okay?
I want to test this idea out. I've got deer all over my yard in the morning. I think I'll get one of those things and I'll just blow on it and see what happens.
Yeah, I've never tried that, but, well, I thought you had dogs that chased your deer.
They do. If I keep them in the house, I can go out and blow the whistle and see if the deer will run away.
Okay.
I got a little place where I dump my kitty litter in the back, and I was going around the back of the shop to do that the other day, and I about ran head first right into Mama Deer and her little babies. She's looking at me like, what are you doing here? Yeah, they're just all, the place is overrun with them right now.
Yeah, I had a really unusual one come through. I was just sitting on my swing, which is kind of under the overhang of my house in the back, and all of a sudden, there's just a deer right in front of me. It came, you know, from around the side of back of my house, but it was the size of a fawn, but it was colored and coated like an adult. So it was like an adult female doe, an adult doe, but it was fawn size. And it's the only time I saw it. It was like 10 feet away from me because I walked right in front of my, you know, and I hung around. And I just stood real still, you know, or sat real still and then watched it. And I haven't seen it again. But, I don't know. Are there dwarf deer or something? It was really strange to be so small, but then to look just like it looked mature because I was so close to it. But with the size, it was really strange. Yeah, I don't know. I was gonna. I had the picture of Nels, maybe you holding the deer whistles and getting on a skateboard or something, or something to test your deer. But you go out and run with the whistles. But I actually could try blowing on them.
I'll try blow on and see what happens.
Yeah, I've never tried that because I've never heard them. I've rolled my windows down to see if I can hear anything. I don't.
It's ultrasonic.
Yeah. I don't know, but they sure work because over and over again. I see critters running towards the road, and since I've had deer whistles, no accidents, you know, with animals for me. So you definitely want to pick those up. And I'm sure other auto parts store has them, but where I've gotten them has been O'Reilly's in Monroe. All righty. Roberta, anything else you want to share, or are we good?
No, yeah, I just wondered how the reset went.
Oh, the reset.
Have you found anything?
Yeah, there was just a little tweak, a little minor addition that so I got them tuned up. It was
okay, perfect. Yeah. All right, I really appreciate that. So I was going to ask Linda how she I think she did a weekend thing at the Kent.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. How did that go?
It went really well. The attendance was, of course, a bit smaller than in the past.
Is this one of the psychic type fair sort of thing?
Because
they're starting up again now.
Yeah.
So you and you sometimes go to those.
Yeah, this is an annual event called Conscious Wellness. The Kent Commons, and they normally had been having them in June, but they haven't had them for a couple of years in June, and they finally pulled one off last weekend. And it was a two-day instead of a single-day event, which gave chance for different vendors to be on different days.
Uh-huh.
And, it seemed to go pretty well. A lots of visitors at my table, and a really nice array of vendors.
All right, all right. So yeah, and, you know, more and more things are happening around the area these days. Now, did they? Everybody wore masks.
Everybody was wearing a mask.
But other than that, pretty normal. Great. All right. But you said the number's down a little bit, which would be understandable because it hasn't happened for
a
while.
Well, I think, also the weather was unbelievably wet. our food source was food trucks, and going out to the food truck, if you got in the clear, you were so happy. But then we also weren't supposed to eat in the building because of the COVID stuff. So you had your choice of standing outside or going to your car.
Okay. It's a little too rainy.
Yeah. But, you know, it all worked out really well.
All right. All right. Wonderful. All right, Roberta, thanks for calling Animal World. We appreciate you calling so we have somebody to talk to.
Yeah, well, thank you both, and appreciate the reset and all the help. And, I'm going to find those deer whistles.
Yeah, find those deer whistles, put them on that truck. All right. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. So, anybody out there, you want a free treatment or you want to give a testimonial or tell us a story? Whatever you want, local number 425-373-5527, toll free 1-888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We are here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. For dogs, cats, and ferrets, and the best skin and hair coat for dogs. If there are any issues there, you want NuPro. You got picky eaters like Nathan's dog. I'm a little picky, but put that NuPro in her food, and she gobbles it right up. So it's helped Abby's appetite, so it might help your dog too. NuProSupplements.com, or you can find it. I see it on the shelf up at Bridges all the time. That's where I would buy it. Anyway, Natasha Venter, angelicclarifications.com. Natasha is our communicator, medium, personal awareness coach. She'll be in the studio with me next week and talk with your animals Sunday and personal awareness coaching and behavior training and healing with me. So if you've got questions and need a reading with Natasha, you can call in next week, or you can call her privately. Do it when it is more convenient for you, and all you got to do is give her a call, 360-770-7486, 360-770-7486. And, of course, do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And we got great rates, and you got links on the website and interview on the show. So give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty. Well, it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday here on Animal World. But for apparently our phones are not attractive today. I think before we get into more case histories and stories, I mean, because there's so many things that we can share, I want first, Nels, for you, for anyone who hasn't heard about your do-it-yourself program, the Rasmussen Reset, please explain what it is and how to,
right.
All that.
So, the Rasmussen Reset, first of all, it came about as a result of me working with animals, doing the work that I do, mostly paralyzed pets. And I would observe as I was starting the work, just getting into it, a few things that I was doing, that all of a sudden the animal would go from real nervous and often, you know, trying to get away to just laying there with their eyes closed and their head between their paws. It's like, wow, that's quite a transformation in just a couple of minutes. And I had kind of a habit of doing a certain couple of points first. And that I thought about that, and I thought, you know, I bet I could just show people how to do this and they could calm their animals down, because that seemed to be the first thing that happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically that's what I did, is I created a little video program that shows you how to find these two points, one in the neck, one down near the bottom of the rib cage, and you hold on to those points for a little while, about 3 to 5 minutes the first few times, and then you do the same two points on the other side of the body, and it, in most cases, will help reset that fight or flight system, calm them down, sometimes help with anxiety. Sometimes even just that much can help with some of their mobility issues, because the fight or flight system sort of takes over when it's engaged, and it can affect their digestion, their appetite. It can affect how their body, its state of well-being, fatigue or exhaustion can be a result of a long-term problem with fight or flight being engaged, and this helps to shut that off. So it's a real good little program, and how you get it is right now is you contact me through the website and say, hey, I'm interested in that program, and then I send you the link where you can go and have a look and see if that's what you want to buy, and it's $50 right now.
Yeah, then you want to pick it up now before he raises the price.
It's going to go up. My marketing people are going to, they're telling me we're going to get it going in the coming year. It's going to be higher.
Yep. So, no, it's worth every penny and gazillions more for what you can do with this in resetting the nervous systems. Now, because I'll tell you, I don't claim to understand how this all works exactly. But it seems really obvious that when, you know, animals are traumatized, that the nervous system does somehow get stuck in this fight-flight mechanism. And so when then similar things happen, they can't respond appropriately. Well, the reason I love this at-home program, and was so glad when Nels introduced it, was because as a behavior therapist and trainer, I deal with dogs that nervous systems are stuck all the time, and it's usually related to previous trauma and so forth. Sometimes with a very specific trauma and specific circumstances, sometimes a reset's only needed once, problem solved. But in the situations I deal with is, say, maybe we've got a dog that was unexpectedly attacked by another dog and hurt and traumatized, and the owner made a big deal about it and made it even worse and set it even deeper. See, if your dog gets attacked from another dog by another dog, or there's any kind of trauma, the worst thing to do is to calm, soothe, and sympathize. Oh, calm down. I'm sorry, honey. That dog hurt you. Oh, it's so terrible. If I could kill it, I would. Oh, just calm down. Calm down. Okay. When you do that, you acknowledge the fear, you reward it, and you seed it deeper on an emotional and physical level, and you really stick that nervous system. Okay. Now, what you do, you're the leader. You set the appropriate example. So trauma happens. You get happy. Oh, boy, that kid's beating you with a bat. Isn't that fun? Oh, boy, you're getting beat up. Woo! As you're calmly going in there to collect the kid and the dog and separate. That way, you don't seat things. But anyway, when I'm working with him, so I've got a dog's been traumatized by another dog. And so what the dog did with that is when he sees another dog, seeing dog, if you're in a dog suit, you think if you're feeling threatened, then the best defense is a powerful offense. So I'm going to act as tough and as nasty as possible to convince who's ever threatening me I'm too tough to mess with. How many little chihuahuas, those little chiweenies you see out there going to kill every dog on the planet? Yeah. They're 52 times bigger, and you think, what's... Anyway, they don't understand. It gets them in trouble. Okay, so that's it. So I've got to knock out that defensive, aggressive behavior. Well, if the dog's nervous system's stuck, if I send the dog to Nell's, he straightens out the nervous system. Well, then I got to take the dog back into the same situation that stuck him in the first place over and over again to work through that. So when Nell's brought out this do-it-yourself program, it's like a godsend because the people can learn how to do it themselves. They can reset their dog 3 to 5 times a day if they need to while we're working through things. So it really is phenomenal, and I recommend that everybody that has animals should have this program.
Yeah, the program does dogs and cats.
And I can attest to that because if you remember, a couple of months ago, Abby got attacked by our neighbor's dog, and she was a bit traumatized, and then, of course, she had the kennel cough.
Kennel cough, yeah.
And so, like, later that week, I, you know, shared it with Nellis and Linda, and they did a little bit of work. And, of course, you gave me some advice as well, Martha. And Abby's just been her perfect normal self. You know, like, she's totally fine seeing other dogs and being around other people. It's like nothing ever happened.
Yep. Well, see, and if you address it and clear the nervous system, see, then that's what happens. Now, that sometimes the triggers are consistent. And so there needs to be consistent work to get through. Sometimes it's one big thing related. So do you remember that case, Nels? Is this, I think this has been years ago.
Yeah.
Because this wasn't too long after you started doing the show. And I wasn't as familiar and all of that. But I got a call from a couple lived down in, I think, the Madrona area of Seattle. And they lived on a big boulevard street, you know, that have the big trees down the middle of the boulevard. And they had a middle-aged Lhasa Apso type dog, and they were referred to me as a last-ditch effort because this dog was having an ongoing emotional crisis, and what would happen is or what had precipitated this was like a year previously or more. It was a year and a half previous. The husband always walked the dog in the evening, last outs, you know, early in the evening. And so they were out on their walk and a storm blew in like the winds we've been having. And it blew one of those big trees in the boulevard street over and almost squished them. And so they you know, it scared them and home they went. All right. Well, what happened with this dog after that is that as the dog would be fine all day long and just normal dog. And then when it started to get dark, the dog would go to the window and look at the sky. Mm. And the dog would start to vibrate. Okay. And we came one of those vibrators. Okay.
Yeah.
And shake, 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 shake. And they tried calming, they tried soothing, they tried doing everything. They couldn't bring the dog out of this. And what they did, they had to take the dog up to the bedroom, put the dog in its crate, cover the crate, leave it there all night. The dog shook all night. Up the next morning, dog's fine. All day long, dog's fine. Starts to get dark. Dog's at the window, looks at the sky. This thing repeats all night long. This had been going on for like a year and a half.
Yep.
Get referred to me. I do the phone eval and thinking they sound like pretty intelligent people, that sort of thing, but I better do a session to make sure we're not missing any simple stuff. Went, did the session. Great owners, really responsible. They were really doing everything. I didn't have anything really in my toolbox that was going to help them through this. However, Nels, we'd already connected. He was doing the show once a month. And the timing was perfect because I saw them during the week. I said, you know, this Sunday, Nels is going to be in the studio. This is the stuff that he does. I don't know how it, you know, but let's have you call in. They call in that Sunday. Nels does his thing. But they say, we want to make sure we do this right and money's not a problem. We want you to come work on the dog in person. So you did one treatment on Sunday on the air.
Right.
And then the next Tuesday, the timing was really good, was your day doing house calls right in that area. So you did a house call on that Tuesday.
Yep.
And I'm assuming, I don't remember if you just reset or if there was other things
to did,
work. Do
I
you remember?
I just did what I call a full session. The reset points, as they often are, were the first things I did those, and then just completed whatever else was needed to just make sure all the points were that needed to be balanced were balanced. And
guess what,
that
folks?
Was it.
From that day forward, the dog has never repeated the cycle. Done. Period. End of discussion. Completely gone.
Yep. Just reset that fight or flight system.
Yeah. So see, when it was a very specific trauma and something specific, sometimes once is all that's necessary. When it's something like, you know, an issue with dogs and it's repeated over and over again, that seems to be maybe the cases that need longer term resettings
right
on a regular basis. But boy, this stuff can be really remarkable. All right, let's take care of our advertisers so Nathan can stay relaxed, and then we'll come back. If by chance anybody out there wants a treatment, 425-373-5527, or I'm already thinking about the next case I want to tell you about. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness. For your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for dogs and cats, and Accutonics from galaxies to cells, planetary science, harmony, and medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, yo, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, Nels Rasmussen here, Linda Rasmussen here. We heard about Nels during the break, and he is available to do remote treatments. He does house calls. You can go see him in person a number of places around the area, or you can go up to Darrington. All kinds of ways to meet with Dr. Nels. With Linda, you can see her at her office at the Interspace facility, the old Rainier Brewery, or remotely. And, I am an animal behavior therapist and trainer. I always do a free telephone evaluation. So if you know of anybody that has problems with their animals, tell them to call me. I'll talk to you for free on the phone. And, of course, if you need sound healing, the premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is back in business, working Wednesdays and Fridays right now. So you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com or give her a call at 206-706-2836. All righty, we are just chatting, and I had a couple of cases. I think the first one let's mention is because I am seeing so many variations on this as, you know, a behavior therapist, all kinds of separation issues. Everybody says it's separation anxiety, but I'll tell you, in my experience, separation anxiety, true separation anxiety, it has a physical component to it. It's a syndrome. There's something going on. But most of the separation issues our animals have are not true separation anxiety, just separation issues. And holy moly, has COVID's messed the detail up there. With everybody working at home and staying home and nobody's going anywhere, separation doesn't come naturally to dogs to begin with. And then we complicate it by not going anywhere. And we make it worse. So I'm seeing all kinds of variations. Well, one thing that's become apparent in this process is the work that Nels does on these helps with separation stuff. So talk to us a little bit.
Yeah. Well, again, there seems to be a component that is like fight or flight, or maybe you could say one aspect of fight or flight. They get scared when the people leave.
Mm-hmm.
And this calms them down and resets them. And I was just saying off the air how the newest video on my YouTube channel, just search Nels Rasmussen on YouTube. And if you find the one that's got the animals and not the other one that's got nothing, the one with the animals, the newest video I have on there right now is about a separation anxiety case that was handled. They were in Arizona, and of course I'm here in Washington, and it worked beautifully for this older dog to no longer be having these separation issues.
And I know you've had clients that, like, the Velcro dogs that they have to be in their lap, have to
right.
be next to them. The owner can't leave the room, and you work on them, and then you've sent me a picture of the dog sleeping in a chair by itself in the other room.
Right.
You know, so it can be simple little things like that. So even some of these Velcro dogs can benefit.
This dog that I'm talking about in the video was one of those. The woman said, I never got a minute to myself. This dog is always under my foot.
Yeah. Right. So that can make a difference. So the separation, now you still, a lot of times when it's related, you have to leave them for long periods of time. We still have to condition them for all of that. But when Nels did this work, you know, with the dogs, that takes all of that stuff out of the picture, and then we can easily condition them
right.
for what they need to learn.
Yeah, it's not the be-all, end-all, because a lot of times they do need to gain the other side of the understanding that they can be alone and survive it.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different, you know, into this, you know, like the Velcro dog, and I just don't have any time to myself, and you work on them, and, well, they can spend time in the other room. It's a step up the ladder in terms of challenging nature of solving the problem when it involves the actual separation of the two and the dog staying home and the person going somewhere. That's sometimes where we have to go back to old school behavior modification conditioning. But when I've had to pull out those old school behavior, you feel real stupid when you're doing them. But boy, do they work! And so far, I have no failures with the separation stuff related to COVID and all of that. Now, and one other thing I wanted to mention that a lot of people don't realize that there's any other help for would be knee problems in dogs, particularly luxating patellas. That's the floating kneecaps around and so forth.
Right.
And you've had a number of those cases. But the one that I was thinking about, the most dramatic one, I don't know. It's probably been a couple of years now,
It's been about 2 years now.
And was a Newfoundland puppy, and was it 10 or 12 weeks old when you got involved?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that age.
I can't really remember. It was 3 or 4 months anyway, yeah.
Yeah, it was a young Newfie puppy, so black, hairy puppy.
Well, brown.
Or brown, yes. Hairy, you know, the way they, yeah. Anyway. When I saw the picture of this dog, the rear end was, the knees were collapsed in. And the rear end was crippled. I mean, the dog could not walk, could not stand, could not get his,
Yeah, couldn't get into a full standing position, so she just kind of crouched around,
Yeah,
and barely moved.
It was really painful just to watch the dog. Well, she took the puppy to the vet, and the vet said, oh, gazillions of dollars of surgery, no guarantees. And she says, well, I think I'm going to try some alternative therapy. The vet just laughed at her. But guess what? She found nails. So you got involved when this puppy was that young.
Yeah. And right away, within a couple weeks of the first session, she was starting to get up. Instead of kind of crouching everywhere, she was actually getting up and starting to not be so hunched. And within a month, she was starting to look halfway normal walking around, still kind of short steps, and took a few more rests than what you might expect from a puppy. But here she is now 2 years later, and she bounds and leaps and does everything a big Newfie can do, and she's in great shape. And now, it wasn't just me, though. The woman did a lot of physical therapy stuff with her, the dog walking through various little obstacle courses and things to get it to move itself. But it could never have done that part without having the reset.
So it wasn't just your work that was done with this dog. Other physical therapy was done in combination with what you did. But the combination of all of that, and I think this healing would not have happened had Nels not been doing the work on this dog. And now this dog is a full-grown Newfoundland, and the owner of this dog is a patient of Jude's. Pontins, I think that's how they found you in the first place.
It was
through Jude, but Jude just mentioned this on Friday when I saw her. She said she just saw the dog recently, and she said, as an adult dog, you look at this dog, you wouldn't have any idea that this dog was ever all crippled up in the rear end.
Yeah.
So luxating patellas are something that we see a lot in a little older, middle-aged to older, like little toy poodles, miniature poodles, those are the littler dogs. Have
right.
A lot of, and then, they pick their leg up and all that. But I think you've had success in working kind of luxating patella as
well. Once again, it's not a panacea. There's a lot of those cases that do need something more than what I do.
Right.
But I have had some where, coupled with a particular dog, she was very anxious and nervous and fearful, and she'd been diagnosed with bilateral luxating patellas, both back legs. One treatment, and this dog has never been the same. She's no longer fearful, she's outgoing, and she runs everywhere. She is just fine. I mean, I couldn't believe it myself.
Now, I wonder, Linda, you're working mostly on humans. Do you find the same kind of improvement with humans on physical issues?
Yes, I do. And a lot of times people are surprised because they seek me out because they have some physical symptom. Mm-hmm. And so they just kind of assume that we're just going to be focusing our attention on the symptom. And sometimes they get a little curious, like, well, why are we not thinking about my hip or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever we're doing here? And the reason is because it's not about that. It's about their whole energy system has been locked in fight or flight. And it just happened to show up, so to speak, in that hip symptom. And so in releasing this interference, which is stopping the normal flow, they regain the power of the body to go ahead and run the body the way it's designed to be. And so a lot of times, that's why I tell people this is not a symptom-based modality. It's mm-hmm. really about balancing completely. Yeah.
All right. So, folks, know that Linda and Nels, either one of them, can help you or your animal friends with emotional, behavioral, and physical issues. Okay? So Nels is healingministryforanimals.com.
That works.
healingministryforanimals.com. You can also use spiritualpetconnection.com. And he prefers you contact him through the website. But if you have to make a phone call, you don't do website 425-238-2668. 425-238-2668. Linda is verticalenergyworldwide.com. And you can also text or call her at the number I'm going to give you, because she will give you a free introductory session. So what's wrong with you? Why haven't you had yours yet? Call her or text her. 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And I think, I know I've worked with Linda. Stacy's worked with Linda. We've all worked with Linda. She's great. So hope you will all tune in for that. And golly, it's been great chatting and have a chance to talk.
We never get to do that.
No, we don't get to do that often. So this was our week. And everybody's going to go out and get deer whistles. If you drive in the country anywhere where there are wildlife and critters, get your deer whistles. I don't know. Maybe they've gone up to $7. Maybe they're even 10. Who cares? But they were only $5 the last time I bought them. So get your deer whistles. You won't crunch any deers like Roberta does. And check out Nels and Linda. Next week is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Animals or Human Loved Ones on This Side or the Other, and Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha. I hope you will plan to join us and make an appointment to call in. You can get a free personal reading with Natasha. You can talk to me about anything, as long as there's animal involved there somewhere. Anyway, that will be next week, and I'm assuming we'll all be in the studio. And Nathan, so glad to have you back.
It's great to be back.
Congratulations on continuing to be an uncle-to-be in the future.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
That's apparent. I didn't ask you, all is well and good with the pregnancy and all of that. And
your brother, of course.
They're going to pop out in January. Woohoo! How fun. All righty. Stacy, thank you so much. And no plans to fly off again. Are you staying in town?
In town till, actually, I'm Thanksgiving, I'll be gone. So.
Okay, you are going. I heard a hesitancy there. All righty, you guys. Thank you all for being here. And have a grand week. Stay dry. And make sure your animal friends are safe. As always, I leave you with, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.